Hey there. Welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
Where have we been for the last week? Away, doing things. It's been a week since the last show.
Oh.
Can you believe it?
Nope.
I know. Week's a long time to be away, especially when there's lots of things to talk about. There is a lot to talk about. I've been antsy since Sunday. I've been like all, you know how I get when I'm really, really excitable? And I want to do something, but I can't do it. And I pace a lot. I sweat a bit.
I didn't notice.
I've been feeling like that on the inside. I've just been
on the inside. Oh, okay.
I need a release. I need to talk about things. And this is the medium which we do it.
Guess what, Eric?
What?
We can still talk to each other besides talking to each other on the show.
No, we talk to each other all the time, but but there's things that I want to tell the world at large and our listeners, our beloved, lovely listeners. Speaking of listening, listen or subscribe to our show for free from our website or iTunes. Our website is, of course, tiptaptip.com. Ways to subscribe right there on the first page. Also, make sure to catch us when we broadcast our show live, 8:30 p.m. Wednesdays and Sunday. That's Calgary time. Wherever you are, you do the math. All right. So a few things happened since last time. Well, one, it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Rochelle.
Yes.
You know what I got for Rochelle? Rochelle's birthday?
Nothing.
A new last name.
Oh, sorry. No, I'm just joking. You took me out for dinner.
I took you out for dinner.
For Thai food.
And
three,
I gave
three-course meal. It was really lovely.
The food was good.
The food was good. Service?
Not so much.
Negative stars on that one.
I'm so sorry. And
apparently, when I was talking to other people, they're like, I guess like when you go to Thai places, like it's okay for you to yell at the servers or something like that, because we were being so polite. We were sitting there and we're just waiting for them to come up to the tables. And when I was talking to Mark, one of my stylists at the salon,
He's
like, no, you have to like signal at them or yell at them or something to get them to come to
you. It was a bit lacking, to say the least. So we ate at
I felt ignored.
I felt neglected.
Yeah.
I hate feeling neglected. It makes me so, so sad. Just the two of us, because it's
and
nicer.
You know, like for next time,
yeah.
If that happens again, no tipping. No tipping at all. Not even 10%.
All right. Fair enough.
I think that's fair because they didn't put
any effort
into
no,
anything.
Like so we got there. Rochelle and I were seated because I made a reservation earlier that day. Usually, any place I've been to, they sit you down. A minute or so later, somebody asks, what kind of beverage would you like?
Yeah.
Almost immediately. I'm like, all right. So there was water served, but nobody asked us. They just kind of poured the water and walked away.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean,
they gave us the menus, so we're looking over the menus and stuff.
And so we were drinking water for most of it. And finally, actually had to ask, can we get a beverage that is not water? This is when they were taking our order.
Yeah, but they totally forgot about it. They weren't even going to bring us anything. And it's like, do you want us to buy your overpriced beer or not?
Or do you want us to drink your free water? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a simple fucking equation here.
I know.
So we ordered our starters and then our sort of two entrees or whatever to go with the rice. So problem number one, they only bring out one of the entrees.
It's kind of like when you go to a Chinese food restaurant. You know?
You get dishes.
You get a few dishes and then you share them. And we only got one dish and then we got a bucket of rice. And the dish that we got was the noodle dish, which you don't put over top of rice.
Yeah.
And the other dish was the one we were going to put over top of the rice.
Yeah.
And we didn't get that one. And we're like, well, you know, maybe they'll bring it in a minute. And so we just kept on eating. And then finally,
we had to ask.
They didn't even come up, how's the food or anything like that. We had to like wave to one of the ladies to come over and be like, where's our dish number, blah, blah, blah. And then finally they were like, oh, sorry, that will be another 10 minutes. Well, our rice gets cold, and they didn't even offer to, like, you know, give us hot rice again.
Didn't even knock a bit off the price. What a...
Yeah, that either. I mean, that's when you don't tip.
Yeah, exactly. I should not have tipped in retrospect.
Yeah, like, tipping is, you know, when there's really bad service, you really don't tip.
Like, to be honest, they were friendly. They were just kind of fucking dumb and useless.
Yeah, when it came to ordering dessert and stuff, we asked three people.
Oh, yeah, we dealt with
three different people. Oh, did so-and-so ask you for dessert?
No, yes. Did my brother, you know, and yeah. Did my brother help ask you for dessert? Well, that's the first problem right there. First problem is can be boiled down to a single word, nepotism. You know, sometimes your brother is a nice guy, but he might be really, really shitty when it comes to working in a restaurant. That that your family happens to don't. I'm sure he's a nice guy, but maybe he's suited for other occupations.
Yeah.
The second problem I noticed is this, and I've noticed this because, I worked in a few restaurants when I was growing up, it wasn't a huge
systems and organization.
There was no system. Every restaurant I've ever been to, servers are assigned areas. And, you know, those, and, you know, if, those areas don't happen to be full, great. They can do other things. But if they happen to be full, they concentrate on their one section, and that is the only section of which they're... There were three servers, and they were all over the fucking place. And I don't understand how the fuck anything gets done. Gotta have order.
I don't either. I mean, basically, they were concentrating all their effort onto the larger tables and all the tables that were just two people. They would just walk past and just kind of ignore them unless you motioned them to come to you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I was surprised that we didn't end up with three dessert orders.
Well, yeah, because a couple of people, we got asked a couple times.
Every single one of them who's there, yeah.
We got I was asked expecting, them. Like, you know, twice as much food and, like, to come out, like the same thing to come out like twice.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Anyway.
So me being a fucking chump, I tipped them 10% because, oh, I'm going to stick them for the 5% because I'm a piece of shit. Doesn't have the balls to stick up for himself and give them 0%.
You can do that. It is your choice.
Next time I'm going to do that. I'm going to man up and I'm just going to say, hey. Surface.
You don't even have to say anything. You just
They'll get the message.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, anyways. So, Rochelle has a new last name. Yep.
Yep, because we finally got our marriage certificate.
We ordered it.
We ordered it.
So, we'll be getting it next week.
Yep. And I also got my learner's license.
Well, you're going to get it. We passed the test.
I passed the test.
So she'll get it once the whole sort of name.
So I have a little piece of paper that says that I'm getting it. Exciting.
I'm going to be taking my test next week because I tried to take it. Well, I tried to practice on this application that I have. And there's definitely some weak points in my
You can't just memorize that quiz.
No. I'm going to read through the book proper. Yeah. And then I'm going to get Rochelle to give
like not in your flip the pages really fast.
No, in like the actually reading the whole book.
Yeah, you have to.
And then I'm going to get Rochelle to quiz me proper because she's done the test and passed the test quite well.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question right now.
See, this is okay.
When you're driving on a highway and there's no sign saying what the speed limit is, what is it?
It's 100 kilometers per hour.
And on a non-primary highway?
It's like 80.
And in the city?
50.
Good. Yay, congratulations. You got them all right.
All right. So, I get that right.
What does overdriving your headlights mean?
Oh, when you put in like your brights?
No.
I don't know that part.
When you're driving faster than you can, your headlights can see.
Oh, okay. When you're going too damn fast.
Yeah.
All right. I will take a note of that. Apparently, I didn't reach that page. Yeah.
Anyway, it's exciting.
So, is this going to be something that you're going to get used to? The whole new last name? Taking my name, which is very.
I know, Matt. I changed it on Facebook, and everyone's like, "Whoa!"
I know, because it's funny because Facebook is the gauge for.
It totally is. The minute I change, and I'm like, I didn't want to change that until I actually had my ID card changed and all that kind of stuff. And I know most people do this stuff right after they get married, but when you're a small business owner,
shit takes time.
Stuff takes more time. Yeah. So yeah, I changed it on Facebook and the response was mostly good. My best friend who lives in Singapore was like, well, this is going to take a long time for her to get used to.
Yeah.
And then when I went on to like the chat thing and I just said, you know, hi to somebody, they totally thought I was somebody else.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
we'll see. I mean, one of my clients, when she got married, she changed her last name and it took me a while to like remember to.
You're going to have to come up with a new signature too.
I already been practicing that.
Nice. Yes.
I know.
Yeah. I feel, I don't know, it's something about me. It's kind of makes me.
It makes you giddy like a little schoolgirl.
It's like, I own you.
No. Oh, it's so bad. You're so evil.
You're my property.
I think it's really weird how the Alberta health card like thing changes.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah, because basically your name, one of us has to be the account holder for Alberta Health.
Yeah.
And, but then both of us are on it.
So we'll get that sorted out.
It's really weird.
All this paperwork just for a simple name change.
I know. It's like stupid. They should have an easy, like someone should create a simple package. This is what you need to do when you change your last name when you get married.
All these forms.
And done.
Sign at the bottom. And we'll take care of the rest.
Yeah, because it's just endless. Like, you know, next step is going to the bank.
Getting all that shit.
Social insurance number, passport. Fuck.
Yeah.
You better be happy, Eric. I'm just joking. You can just help.
Okay.
You can stand in line for me.
Well, we're going to have to stand in line when we get our Alberta healthcare thing, because we have to both be present for that.
I know.
That's awesome. What's going on?
What's all this stuff you want to talk about?
Well, let's get down to the nuts and bolts. Now, last time we had talked about the slut walk, which happened in Toronto. You know,
it's funny that you're talking about nuts and bolts. Because I like this week in the salon, a few bolts fell off of some furniture, and then this screw fell out of my bike because I didn't have a bolt for it. And I'm like, what the fuck? All of a sudden, I really need like three bolts and I couldn't find them anywhere. Nobody has bolts. Everybody has screws.
Yeah, I can't even think of the nearest hardware store to where we live. There used to be, you just get shit.
And then if you, because some of the furniture in the salon is IKEA, you can't just go somewhere and get extra bolts for IKEA furniture, you know, because it's all the special IKEA sizes.
Oh, fun. That'll be interesting. Good luck with that.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, so I've been doing a lot of thinking over the last week. Of course, last time we were talking to you, we mentioned the slut walk, which happened in Toronto a couple weeks ago. And surprise, surprise, Calgary has now announced that they will be doing their own slut walk coming up. No date has been announced, but it is coming, and it is official because it has its own Facebook page, which you can go and discuss slut walk type things.
What do you discuss on there?
I don't know. I've looked at it, and it's I've just kind of had a quick once over, and it's sort of reiterating their message that yes, we can dress like a slut because some stupid police officer said that women shouldn't dress like sluts or else they'll get raped, blah, blah, blah. Now, I was thinking, because I it's what I do in my off hours when I'm not doing or preparing for Tip Tap Tip, I think.
Yeah.
It's what I do. I think and I stew. I mull over the news and I think of things that I'm going to say on the show. Now, all right, imagine if you will. Okay, go ahead.
Can you just, like, lick your lips for a minute? You have, like, a piece of pepper on it, and it's really distracting me. Just keep on staring at it moving.
You know what that is, Rochelle?
What?
It's called professionalism.
What, having a piece of pepper on your lip is professional?
No, you addressing it on the show.
Oh, that's not professional.
It's not professional what you were doing. That's why we have hand signals. You can point and go, there's something.
I know, but when I do that, then you get all confused and you're like, what? I don't know.
You can write it down.
Okay. Sorry.
See? Now, I was on the flow. Now you totally got me. Okay, I remember what I was saying.
Let's just have a moment.
Show's over, whatever.
Let's just have a moment of dead air to, like, you know, reiterate how unprofessional we are.
Well, I'm going to back up half a second. All right. I'm going to turn off your mic because you are being unprofessional. All right. We're professionals and we're doing a professional show. I don't need you to. Okay. I'm talking about important things. All right. I think it's gone, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's gone.
I'm sorry, so worried about that for a second. Anyways.
You're such a dick.
So.
You'd be like the dictator podcaster where you're like, you know what? I'm just going to turn down your mic and not let you talk at all unless I let you talk.
No. Because I know that you know how to work these knobs, and you could just turn yourself right the back up and then kick me
in the
balls.
And you know I could just punch you
in the balls.
Too.
So
that would most likely be my reaction, because I honestly don't know what those knobs are. So,
but you know that this one is you and this one is me.
But thanks for telling me now.
All right. So
I would have just done the blue one.
Actually, then we would have all been off. Hey. Right. So anyways, I was thinking, because...
That we are going to dress really slutty to the walk?
No. Because the ladies who
You know what we should do? We should come up with an outfit. Like, you know when you post naked pictures of people on Tip Tap Tip and you cover their boobs with Tip Tap Tip signs? We should come up with a Tip Tap Tip outfit where we just cover our boobs. We get a bunch of girls to cover their boobs and their crotch just with Tip Tap Tip signs and then do the slut walk.
I'd be into
that. That would be funny.
But what gets me is this, is there's these, you know, these ladies, obviously they're marching for a reason, which you can agree with or not. But regardless, they are wanting to reclaim the word slut. All right. Word slut.
Yeah.
Now, in this march, they are dressing up like sluts, you know, however you infer that may be, that whether that's lingerie, underwear on the outside, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Showing a lot of skin, being provocative, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I was wondering this. Now, are they reclaiming it just for the duration of the walk itself? Or, say, dinner time after the walk, I can go up to these group of women and go, hey, sluts! And then try and high five them. Would that make them angry?
Yeah, I think so.
Hey, sluts.
But that's because, okay, let's think of another word that has been reclaimed.
So, okay.
Another word that's been
reclaimed? I want to take this. We'll get back to you in a second.
Okay.
I want to take this to this most logical conclusion, right? Now, you can dress like a slut, right, for this march.
Yeah.
But that's just walking the walk, so to speak.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to be sluts? You know, because it's just, it's kind of like you're half stepping it. It's like, yeah, we want to reclaim it, but, you know, we also don't want to be, you know, so are these women are they going to step it up sexually?
But I don't know, but if they're reclaiming the word, then doesn't that mean that they're making it, they want it to mean something different?
Okay, like what?
I don't
know. Happy? Fun?
I don't know. I don't really understand it. Because, okay, so slut, like that right now, slut means
that
you sleep around a lot. That's what it means. That's my explanation of the word.
Yeah.
And, like, you don't have to dress, well, I guess, okay, so women can dress sluttily
and you,
or whatever.
And you actually, you brought up a good point. You, Rochelle, woman, don't get it. How is this speaking to women as a large, within a larger context?
I think it's probably mostly.
Who's it speaking to?
It's speaking to young teenagers and early 20-year-old women who are wanting to not be looked down upon for the choices that they are allowed to make, such as the clothing that they want to wear and the choices that they want to make with how many men they sleep with or who they sleep with. And they don't want to. So if somebody calls them a slut, they don't want it to be a negative thing. They want it to be a positive thing. That's what I understand it to be.
I'm confused.
But the part that I don't understand is, why can't they do something like this that's encompassing for all women over 25, women who are married, women who want to be sexually independent and sexy and all that kind of stuff, but who don't want to.
So if I was to
fuck around, you know, like, why can't it be the bigger picture? It's just like a lot of this feminist stuff seems like it's geared toward really, really young girls.
So if I was to walk up to, let's make this easier on myself. If I was to walk up to, say, an older, like, you know, like, say, like a 50-year-old woman on the street and go, "Hey, how's it going, slut?" And then I would go, "Oh, don't worry. We've reclaimed the word. It's all good."
You can't do that, Eric, because you're a man.
Oh, why?
You can't.
But the word is reclaimed.
No, it's like something that's in the, they want it to be reclaimed. It's not reclaimed.
But I can't say it too?
No, you can't.
But that,
I don't know. It's just not right.
Well, good luck with that.
You can call yourself a slut.
Well, I don't. Well, anyways, I don't know. It's just, it seems that, like, I guess, you know, obviously it's good that people kind of speak their mind on things. I'm a bit confused and I don't get things. And I like to think that I'm.
So if somebody is, you know, listening to this show and they know more about this slut walk and they can explain things to us in a little bit better detail, send us some information.
Yeah. Like, I've done a bit of like looking around, like, you know, I've checked out the sites, the Facebook site about this, which I'll throw up a link to. People can check it out themselves and draw their own conclusions. And, you know, I've checked out, some information, you know, both for and kind of against the whole thing. I, you know, some people think it's kind of silly and they think that it really accomplishes really nothing.
Yeah. So if you have an opinion about this, you know, send us something too. info@tiptaptip.com.
And, well, good luck with your walk, sluts. All right.
You just like calling people that.
Well, it's reclaimed. I can throw it out. I don't give a shit. It's ours. It's fucking ours again. All right. I don't know. Just saying. Anyways, if in addition to any more information on that, if you have anything else you'd like to send, whether that is topic ideas, questions, stories, etc.
Or anything else. You just said everything and you're asking me to finish it. Yeah. info@tiptaptip.com. What?
info@tiptaptip.com.
Yeah.
All right.
You looked at me like I did something wrong again.
Okay.
Fuck. It's like all this pressure to be professional, Eric, and it's making me do things that are not professional just because you're putting pressure on me.
So dead air. This is what dead air sounds like.
Let's play a video clip. Switch it up a bit. Stop it.
All right. Well, let's move to something a little bit more lighter.
Jumping cows may be the stuff of folklore, but in the real world, this one can be found leaping through the German countryside. Luna's the pride and joy of 15-year-old Regina Meyer. She wanted a horse, But when her parents said no to that, Regina decided on the next best thing. She set to work on the family farm, training their cow Luna instead. After 2 years of painstaking work, she's got this bovine beauty clearing fences, and now the neighbors are talking.
At first I thought it was weird. A kid on a cow? I had to get used to it, but then I thought it was pretty funny.
Some horses still don't know what to make of this show-jumping cow.
Horses run away from her, but she really likes them. Some horses aren't scared of her, and I often go out on a ride with them. She really enjoys that and is totally in her element.
Luna might not win any Olympic medals, and Regina still has her sights set on a horse. But she says she'll always have a special place in her heart for her leaping cow. Hazem Sika, Al Jazeera.
Okay, granted, it doesn't leap the best, but hey, I think that's kind of awesome.
Yeah, but she's trained it to listen to her.
I know.
That's really awesome. That makes me not really want to eat cows now, but be friends with them.
Oh, yeah. So that.
I still really think that it would be awesome if, for environmental reasons, we were allowed to ride horses in the city.
Well, police officers can't, but I don't think anybody else can.
Police officers can do anything, Eric. They're the law.
They are the law.
They could, they ride their bicycles and take up the whole fucking lane, and cars don't care at all. When I do that, honk, honk, you get so mad at me.
Mm. There's not a law against riding cows in the city, is there? maybe that's the loophole we can exploit.
Maybe.
It's like, well, technically, they say you can't drive horses.
And then, you know what? I could sell the cow patties for fertilizer for people who garden.
And deliver it right to your door.
Yep.
Done.
Cow patty. There you go. It's like Sunday morning pancakes, but more stinky.
Anyways, on the topic of people who don't like to eat meat, here's Pete again with another distracting protest.
PETA's latest stunt is making a sudsy mess and even distracting drivers on Hollywood Boulevard.
Worth it.
Oh. Naked inside a makeshift shower, PETA beauties are bearing it all to promote a vegan lifestyle.
You know, it's cold, but it's nothing compared to what the animals go through. PETA says that by giving up just 1 pound of meat, you can save 2,400 gallons of water. In other words, that means you could have 6 months of showers.
We also spoke with Jeremy Russell of the American Meat Association over the phone, and he says there's more to it.
We would if there was any sound of him actually talking. But what it is saying...
Kate, I'm sorry, but their one point was if you eat 1 pound of meat less a week, you would save water?
Yeah, because the cost of raising a cow, like in terms of water, you know...
Okay, but then... then why would you take more showers? Like, it's as if saving water is not really that important. Like, because then you'd still be showering and using all that water on yourself.
So then you'd be a dirty hippie that doesn't eat meat, and you would need to take extra shower.
No, Eric. You don't get the point that I'm saying. They're making the point that you would save the animal and you would save water, but then you can shower more so that you're not really saving the water.
Yeah, I know. And I especially like the part in the clip where they actually caused an accident on the street.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, if they were on in Calgary, there would be so many accidents
because guys would be ogling at them.
And
they'd go.
Did you know that if you think that it is important for the city to put a crosswalk somewhere, you can actually phone them and suggest it,
really?
And they will come down and they will look at that area and see all the people jaywalking in that one spot in one day.
Yeah.
And realize that a crosswalk is needed. Isn't that cool?
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah. The guy who owns Aluminum Planet across the street from me, he notices how many people jaywalk right in front of the salons, the corner of 9A Street.
Yeah, I know the intersection area.
So many people jaywalk there.
Oh, I do.
He said he saw 100 people in a day at least.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the only... the amount of time that, you know, when he was looking.
And yeah, well.
Anyway, I thought that was kind of cool.
This is the, you know, every once in a while I find a clip which defies explanation. This is one of them. It actually kind of relates back to what we were talking before, vaguely, in the sense that it's on the subject of women. These are two gentlemen who have taken upon themselves to make an apology for mankind to women for all the bad things that have happened over the last thousands of years.
Oh my goodness. Right.
Dear woman, we stand before you today as men committed to becoming more conscious in every way. We feel deep love, great respect, and a growing sense of worship for the gifts of the feminine. We also feel deep sorrow about the destructive actions of the unconscious masculine in the past and present. We want to apologize and make amends for those actions today so that we can move forward together into a new era of co-creation. As I become more conscious, I grow more aware of the play of masculine and feminine energy in me, in you, and in all of life. I know that we all have access to the full spectrum of these energies. I also have a growing awareness of the dimension beyond all dualities, free and open like the sky.
I commit to owning and stewarding a masculinity that honors and celebrates us as equals.
I know that in order to truly honor you as a multidimensional woman,
I must stand fully present with myself and own the gifts I have to share with you.
Why are you interrupting this? I like this.
Oh, you like it? Cause
I like it.
Oh, because it's like, yeah, apologize, motherfuckers.
No, it's just everything they're saying is, you know, that they want to be everybody to be equals and they want equal respect and all that kind of stuff. It's very nice.
All right.
We can create great miracles together.
By nurturing each other in a conscious way. By treating each other with reverence and respect.
And by worshiping the divinity expressed in the masculine and the feminine energies.
Wow, those are, if I've seen any pussy-eating lips, those are them.
Eric, you are so totally ruining this moment for me. Stop interrupting it and stop saying negative things. I want to hear all of this.
Look at that face. That's a face.
Stop it. Just play the fucking clip.
All right.
As men, our relationship to the feminine has often been unconscious. I feel sorrow that women and feminine energy have for so long been subjugated and oppressed.
Throughout history, men have raped and abused you, burned you at the stake, bought and sold your bodies for sexual pleasure,
barred you from religious and political office,
relegated you to subservient chores,
forced you to hide your faces, and even cut off your organs of sexual pleasure.
I may not have done these things myself,
but I'm aware of the forces of the unconscious masculine psyche that feel threatened by and then seek to dominate the feminine.
Many of the men who have oppressed and abused you are no longer alive.
Among the living, many men may not be able to apologize because they remain shackled in a prison of anger, fear, and shame.
On behalf of my gender, I apologize to you
for our unconscious actions when we were angry, scared, and in the grip of destructive forces in our psyche.
I choose to no longer contribute to those forces, nor to be run by them in my own life.
Yeah, so this goes on for another 6 minutes of apologies.
I'm going to listen to the whole thing.
Oh, my goodness. You're going to play it over and over again and say, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's nice.
I find
it's kind of okay. The way that they edited it and the way that they put the soundtrack to it.
It is creepy and weird.
No, it makes it. No.
Rochelle.
It's not.
It is creepy.
Why is it creepy?
Did you see those two dudes at the beginning?
What about them?
Seemed kind of weird. Oh, come on, Rochelle. You're just drinking this up.
I think every man should have to say this. Come on, Eric. Do it.
All right. Here's my bit. I'm sorry for all the dumb.
It's not that they're saying that they're sorry.
Okay. What are the, okay. I apologize for all the dumb shit.
No, you just ruined it already. You can't even do it. That's the reason why it's so good.
This is how I communicate. All right. I'm sorry for all the stupid shit that I've done. And I'll try.
It's not you.
That men have done over the last tens of thousands of years. And me, when that one time where I left a seat up and then you were really tired and you almost fell in the toilet, on behalf of all mankind, we fucked up. That's as good as you're going to get from me. I don't know. I'm not as eloquent as these.
I mean, this is obviously all written down and stuff like that.
Yeah. Right? Like any thing we talk about in the show, we do throw up links and you can check them out yourself. If you're a woman, you can check out all 8 minutes of this wonderful.
Is this okay? The one thing that I am wondering,
yeah,
is this through some sort of religious organization?
I got the impression that it was, yeah, but I didn't do enough sort of research to kind of peg it down. I'm guessing that it was.
That's what it seems like. That's the only thing that I'm like kind of iffy about. But other than that,
and if you women want to march solidarity and call yourself sluts, we are all sluts together. Right?
Yeah, that's good.
Is that good?
Yeah.
When a man... Hold on.
Okay, for the slut march, like, women can't do it, right? Or men can't do it, right?
No, they've opened it up. They really? Said,
Don't you think any guy is just going to come down there and just expect to get laid?
Smart
ones. Like, I'm sorry. That might be a problem.
When a police,
there might be some fucking in some alleyways along the march.
When a policeman tells you that if you dress like a slut, you will be raped, we are all raped. No? I'm just getting completely ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really get that one.
I don't get it either. I was just kind of making it up. All right, anyways. A little bit more, because I know you like this.
Okay.
I offer you this apology in the hope that we can make a fresh start in the spirit of co-creation.
I acknowledge that religions of the past several thousand years have been mainly founded by and propagated by men.
We've often acted as if we have the last word on God and the spiritual life.
And all we have really known is a masculine expression of those things.
As a result, we've suppressed more heartfelt, connective,
and inclusive spiritualities.
I commit now to honoring the spirituality of the divine feminine.
I honor your deep connection to the earth.
All right. And that is not even half of where this is. So.
I have a deep connection to the earth.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you really, Rochelle?
I planted seeds.
Oh,
yesterday.
You did. We got plants that somehow I'm not able to kill.
You're not touching those things.
I'm not getting near those fucking
things.
Don't
even look at them.
Don't even
talk to them.
Not even getting anywhere near them.
Good.
All right. We did a thing last show, which is very popular, apparently. Remember, we got kind of crazy at the end when we were talking about certain crimes. And Rochelle decided that there should be certain punishments for said crimes. She's the judge. And we got a nice supportive email from one of our listeners, John Meadows, who actually did the opening theme song for this show. And he said, I really like that. It was nice. You should do more of that. And I said, yes, we will. I just need to think it out. And we'll come up with the thing. So here's what we're going to do. We're calling, we'll try this out. We'll see how it works out. This is a segment we'd like to call Judge or Show.
Well, I thought we were going to call it Night Court.
No, you're the judge.
Oh, I kind of like Night Court.
Oh, we'll call it Night Court. All right. But
no,
anyway.
I also like my name being a part of it.
All right.
Okay, Judge or Show.
All right. So let's do this. man uses divorce papers to start fire. Bail has been set at $200,000 for a 33-year-old Lolo man. I guess it's the name of the town, accused of using divorce papers to start a fire that burned down his estranged wife's beauty salon.
Whoa!
Oh. Prosecutors say he was sitting in his truck, gun in hand, near the salon when deputies arrived early Monday morning. He was arrested a short time later, and court records say he acknowledged spreading gasoline through the building and using his divorce papers to get the fire going. Authorities say they responded to reports of vandalism belonging to friends and relatives of the salon owner. And she says Monday was the deadline for him to respond to the divorce filing, and she had a restraining order against him.
Wow, so I have to come up with a judgment. I sentence this man to start out with 10 really hard spankings by the big, strong, buff dude from Prison Break.
Really?
Yeah. Well, he's very strong. And then I sentence him to have his face pushed into all the burned articles in the salon.
Kind of like if a dog shits on the carpet, you put the dog's nose
exactly
in the shit. All right, I see where you're going with this.
Exactly. Then he has to sign his divorce papers in his own blood.
Well, you are a harsh fucking judge.
He's an evil man. He deserves what he gets. He planned this through. He obviously knew what he was going to do. And then I sentence him to be removed from the country so that he will no longer bother this woman.
To the fucking moon!
To the fucking moon. I don't care where the fuck you go, but you're not allowed in the same country as that woman because you're evil.
Deported off Earth.
Yep.
Nice. That's quite the...
And, like, the spankings will just continue it until his ass is so raw he can't take it anymore.
You know what you should do? Someone should invent this.
Are you questioning my judgment?
I know, I'm just throwing...
I'm done with you, lawyer. Shut up.
Just saying somebody should make a spanking machine that permanently attaches...
No, you can't do that. It's not the same.
Okay. You're the judge. You would know these things.
It's the same as somebody trying to make a head massaging machine. It's not the same.
Right. So there needs to be a physical person with the punishment implement.
The guy's name is Link from Prison Break. He's my professional spanker.
Really?
Well, I don't know. He's a big, strong man. That's all I know. I don't know what his actor, his real name is.
Sometimes I've seen these spanking paddles have something written on them. Would you have something engraved on the paddle? Like, you know.
No, that just makes it pretty. It doesn't have to be.
No, like.
We're all about the raw and, like, you know, just get right down to it.
No, it's still a hard paddle.
The dude is going to be spanked so many times, whatever would be written on it is just going to be covered up with more spankings. So it doesn't really matter.
All right.
That only works, Eric, just so you know. If you just spank once in the one spot, and then the mark will stay.
All right. I was throwing it out there. You're the judge. I'm just a guy who reads off paper. And you're the one who...
Okay, what's my... I will need to, like, slam my dildo down on the counter to say next. Next!
This is about as good as I have.
Oh my goodness, that's way louder.
Yeah. That's the best I have for that. That's not quite a gavel, but that's the sound effect that I happen to have kicking around at the time.
It kind of scared me.
Yeah. So, all right, that was Judge Rochelle. Let us know what you think of the segment, whether it's good or bad, whether you want more. I thought it was fun. So.
Yeah, it was fun.
All right. So let's move to the next segment.
If that's going to be my gavel sound, Eric, you can only use it for my gavel sound.
All right. Here's something I found about a TV special about 20 or so years ago about a dinosaur, orange dinosaur who hunts pedophiles.
Hey there! Yellow Dino here! You're about to see a show for parents and children about tricky people! Now, if you're wondering who tricky people are, well, to put it bluntly, they're people who want to harm children. Tricky, 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 tricky people. Everywhere you look, it could be another tricky person.
My name is Reginald Charming. I put this show on here today. Cool. Didn't I just miss your mom?
Oh, hey! So, what lure are you using on the little kids today, huh? Oh, something subtle like asking them for directions? Oh, no. Wait, not the old I've got some puppies in my car routine.
Back
on,
lizard.
So just to interrupt for one moment, this is a guy, I guess, in a giant sort of dinosaur, yellow dinosaur outfit with sunglasses and a jacket. He's going out of his way, well, to hunt down what he calls tricky people, but what the rest of the world calls kid touchers. All right?
Child molesters.
Exactly. The same thing. So. And he doesn't just like, he like roughs him up, which is kind of crazy because it's a dude in a giant fucking dinosaur outfit. He's throwing him up against a wall.
He takes the law in his own hands.
Does not fuck around for a dude in a big dumb outfit.
I'm an upstanding citizen.
And hold it. Yeah.
You get your hands off her.
Are you okay? Did he?
Norman.
I'm so sorry.
Take Lyric home.
I didn't do anything. Get out of my office.
I want Carmen's pictures.
What are you talking
about? The pictures!
I don't know what Carmen told you, but there are no pictures.
Give me the combination, Charming.
Figure it out. You big stupid lizard. You think you're so smart. Well, you can't watch them all the time. Nobody can. Don't hurt me. Please don't hurt me.
You're finished.
You don't scare me. You're just jealous because the kids like me better than they like you. You hear me? You're no better than me. I'm talking to you, lizard. You hear me?
Sorry, that got kind of intense near the end. Where it looked like...
Why is the website called everythingisterrible.com?
That's where I found this from. They collect a lot of sort of odd things from the past, including this. But I'll throw a link up to this.
So was this from like the 80s?
Well, it looks like early 90s.
Early 90s, yeah.
But yeah, okay.
I liked it.
Hey, as far as the dinosaurs kicking the shit out of
it was awesome. Yeah. It was like, what's that purple dinosaur, Barney?
Yeah, imagine if Barney had a vigilante streak on him. But instead of a dinosaur, he was a yellow lizard, and he was out for fucking vengeance.
If I was a parent, it would make me feel better if there was really in real life a big yellow dinosaur watching out for kids.
That would that would be good.
That would be amazing.
All right, let's see what we got here. This is kind of fucked up. Let me just read this here. 8-year-old gets Botox and body waxing to become perfect. 8-year-old.
Male or female?
Female.
Botox?
8 years old.
Where would they get Botox?
An English mother regularly injects her 8-year-old daughter with Botox and gets her body waxed. This is an 8-year-old. In a bid to make the little girl perfect. This is in quotes and famous also in quotes. Every 3 months, Carrie Campbell sits down her daughter Brittany. And yes, that is spelled like Britney Spears, on a beautician's table and injects Botox and fillers into her face. The 34-year-old mom from Birmingham, England, buys the substances online and from a local beauty supplier. She also takes Britney to have her body waxed in a preemptive bid to stop her growing hair when she does hit puberty. What I'm doing for Brittany now will help her become a star, she says. I know one day she'll be a model, actress, or singer, and having these treatments now will ensure she stays looking younger and baby-faced for longer. What the shit?
It's a very mean parent.
What a fucking idiot. All right. Despite medical practitioners warning Botox should only be used by adults, Ms. Campbell says it's safe for Brittany and that her daughter is lucky for what Mrs. Campbell has called the benefits she's giving her daughter. I'm sure people reading this will think I'm being irresponsible, but I ensure that I test the Botox and fillers I buy online on myself first. Like mother, like daughter. All right.
But she's a grown woman and her daughter's not. There might be some really weird, weird side effect on her daughter when her daughter goes through puberty. And do you know what I mean? Like, these are the reasons why it's not supposed to be used on kids, because it's not tested on children.
I know.
To ensure that it's okay. It's kind of the same as, you know, rules for children not to work out certain muscles before they, you know, actually go through puberty.
I know. It's totally fucked up. And she says further, more mothers should do this for their daughters. That's my,
Oh my goodness. If my mom did that for me, I would be, pretty fucked up right now.
Absolutely.
Actually.
Brittany's father died 4 years ago, and she and her mother now live in San Francisco, where Brittany enters beauty pageants, a place where such extreme measures are not uncommon. We know because we have seen episodes of Toddlers and Tiaras.
Yeah.
When Brittany takes place in pageants... Okay, I'm going to stop this fucking voice. When Brittany takes part in pageants... Parents talk about how they've given their daughter an extra jab to plump up their lips or lose a wrinkle, says Ms. Campbell. Everyone's doing it and talking about it. We're not doing anything illegal, and I don't want my daughter being the only one who doesn't have a bit of extra help. Ms. Campbell said that Brittany has been injected 4 times in the last 12 months with a 2 milliliter of a saline and Botox solution. Each time, I know the correct amount to give her, as I'm a trained beautician, she said. She's a professional.
Yeah, but a beautician is different than a scientist.
Oh, I don't know. Do beauticians give Botox?
No, that would be like me giving Botox.
I know, it's kind of ridiculous. I'd rather she be perfect and have a little frozen face. Some people say... This is so fucked up.
It is really
fucked
up. This
is so fucking ridiculous.
That's the reason why those beauty pageant things scare me, because it's like, what extremes will these people go to?
Yeah.
I bet you this lady, if she could, she probably would give her daughter like fake boobs.
Oh, you know that's happening.
She probably
She's saving up for it now.
No, but like I'm saying, she would probably do it. If she could do it before her daughter went through puberty, she probably would.
That's crazy, but this dumb, crazy bitch would probably do it.
Yeah.
I'd rather she be perfect and have a little frozen face. Some people say her eyebrows look a little pulled already, but they look striking. Brittany received her first Botox treatment as an 8th birthday present and says they used to hurt, but now she doesn't cry. Ms. Campbell said, it's for your own good. This is a birthday present. You better fucking appreciate it. I gotta make you a fucking star. Ms. Campbell said Brittany had to be kept home from school with a headache, but had otherwise had no reaction to the procedure.
Yet.
Okay, this is the fun part. She also has had her virgin wax monthly, which gets rid of fluffy leg hair and makes sure she won't develop pubic hair in the future, says Ms. Campbell. It will save her a fortune in waxing when she's older. Okay. Brittany, this is the child, also wants breast enhancements and a nose job soon so that I can be a star, the child said. And my friends think it's cool. I have health treatments and they want to be like me. I check every night for wrinkles. And when I see some, I want more injections. She's 8. Why is an 8-year-old checking for wrinkles?
That's so sad.
Holy it's sad cow. Because the sad part is this. Why doesn't she look at... It's fucked up.
Yeah, it's because there's all those famous people that do all that shit, right? And so these kids get like brainwashed into thinking that that's the right way to go about it. And that's the only way to go about it. When did like the whole, that whole talent aspect of it become non-existent?
Like, you know, Britney, you know, well, if we're going to use Britney Spears as an example, of course, you know, she... You know,
her parents probably did the same. They did do the same thing. She was in the Mickey Mouse Club.
This is the one in very few times on the show where you actually will hear me defend Britney Spears. But like, you know, Britney Spears, as you know, she had a past as an entertainer. Like, you know, she used to be on the new Mickey Mouse show, and you know, so she knew how to do shit like singing and dancing. She was a brunette when she's on that show, and obviously she's had, you know, gone blonde and done all this other dumb shit. But there, you know, there's something to kind of back that up. Whether or not you think it's dumb or not, you know, it's there. You know, she's had some sort of past in entertainment, right? Now, the approach that this woman is taking is just like, we're going to make you, you know, we're just going to do all the work. We're going to make you look like Britney. But that's about it. Yeah. I don't know. This woman, like, this is the worst case of somebody living vicariously through their child. And it, frankly, I will say it here. I think it's bordering on child abuse.
Yeah.
I
don't think she should be allowed to do that to her child.
And
for, like, I'm sorry, but when you're 8 years old, for you to be going in and getting your pubic hairs waxed, like your non-existent fluff or whatever you want to call it, waxed, that's wrong. That like waxing is so painful. Right now, I wouldn't even go in and get my legs waxed because it really hurts.
Yeah, it's fucked.
It's not. That's not normal.
Yeah, well, good luck with the future, Brittany. Hopefully your mom won't. Oh, God, here's your mom.
Anytime like parents put so much pressure on their kids to do one thing and it's their dream for their kid to do that, not their kid's dream.
Yeah, because a kid...
Whoa, that kid is like, oh, no pressure, but if you don't do this and all the money that I've invested in Botox and waxing, yeah, I'm going to have to disown you.
Well, the worst part is the kid is now has these stupid ideals in her brain. She's checking for wrinkles. What the fuck?
Yeah, but maybe, I don't know, maybe it's like that in, you know, certain circles where, you know, young girls are so obsessed with it.
Sad, fucked up world out there. And we're bringing it to you twice a week. That being said, let's wrap this motherfucker up, shall we? Well, that was fun, don't you think?
Yes.
We got serious, we got silly, we got all sorts of shit going on. What's the world? What's going on with the world, Rochelle?
It's turning into a plastic world.
It's just crazy.
You should make that into a song.
Plastic world?
Plastic people, plastic bags, plastic cars.
I think somebody's done...
It's lots of plastic.
I think somebody's done something quite like that.
I don't know.
Anyways, what a weird world. But if it wasn't so weird, what the fuck? If it wasn't so crazy,
a blah, blah, blah.
We wouldn't
blah,
be able
blah,
to bring
blah.
It.
Tip, tap, tip.
We wouldn't be able to bring it to you twice a week. That being said, thanks for listening. Make sure you follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Links to those on our website, which is Quiz Rochelle. What is it?
Oh, come on. You know what's funny when you say follow us? Before Twitter happened, people would think that you would mean stalking.
Well, you follow the Twitter on the thing.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. You didn't answer the question.
TipTapTip.com.
All right, that's good. Ding, you got a point. If you like your show, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your lovers, your spouses.
Sluts.
Sluts. Tell the sluts. Well, hey, stop walking. I got something to tell you.
Put some clothes on. You look ridiculous.
Stop it.
All right. Anyways, it's been a slice. Thanks for listening. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.